Please welcome Carolee Coffey.
Good evening. Nice to be here. I haven't told a story here for probably 2.5 years. I've moved back and forth to Santa Cruz at one point and then came back about a year ago. So I'm going to start with my grandson finishing his first year of college, and of all things, he was going to the University of Alabama because he had a good scholarship there. And he has been amazed at the different culture down there. And I have been very worried about him living down in a place that really is the way the South was probably when I was there briefly many years ago. So I went to meet my grandson who had returned and his mother, and we went to Carla's Country Kitchen in Morro Bay. How many have been there? It's kind of a fun place to go and have breakfast. And before I left the house that morning, I came down with something that I've had off and on for maybe 12 years. And the first time I ever had it, I thought it was a detaching retina. And that's when all of a sudden, everything in front of your eyes, you don't see something right in front of you, but all around you, it's like shattered glass and it's all very colorful. And I had always heard that that is, especially if it's on the sides, the beginning of a detached retina. So my first experience of that, maybe 20 years ago, was to be sure that's what it was, I rushed to my doctor the next day and he said, we're going to operate right away. And I said, I need to have a second opinion. And he sent me to the really good retina specialist in Santa Cruz. And the retina specialist said, no, this is not a detached retina. It's something that some people have. It's called an optic migraine. Now, I had never heard of an optic migraine. And he said, it's not about the eye, it is about the brain. And in stress situations, sometimes what happens is all of a sudden you look at things and it's all fractured glass, it's very colorful. And so I had this several other times later when I was about to retire from Cabrillo College three or four years ago, and I knew it was stress related, and I thought, God, that's got to be a detaching retina. And I rushed back to the doctor, and no, it's not. It's an ocular migraine. So when I went to meet my grandson and his mother at Carla's Country Kitchen just before I left the house here in San Luis, I live in a rental place in Chumash Village, and I kind of like that because I have Native American blood in me, so I like living in Chumash Village, which is a mobile home park. I was sitting in the living room, it was very sunny, and I had one of those little optic problems. And I thought nothing about it, and it goes away in about 10 minutes, and I got in the car and I drove up, and I noticed that the sun was incredibly bright that day. And I mean, unbearably bright. I'd never seen the sun that bright. And I'd kind of looked toward the sun and couldn't really look at it. And that was very odd. And so then we had our breakfast and I just thought I better, do something about that sun and drove back home after breakfast. And by the time I got back to my place, I couldn't see out of this eye. And it was very, very scary. And I did everything I could to imagine what could be wrong. And finally, well, I did call a doctor, and probably what should have happened is that I would go immediately right then and there, because if you have a sudden loss of vision, you need to be seen right on the spot within an hour, because if it is a blood clot or anything in the optic nerve, you can lose your sight from that eye unless they give you some kind of injection, maybe of a steroid of one kind or another, that reduces whatever's going wrong, it be inflammation or a blood clot or something like that. And the doctor couldn't see me till Tuesday morning. and didn't really realize that I probably should have gone to the emergency room and told somebody at that point, but I always feel immortal and indomitable, and I thought, oh, well, this will clear up anytime soon. So as it turns out, it was much more serious than I thought it was. In fact, I have lost the vision from the center part of my eye to the right side of this eye. I have peripheral vision all the way that way with the left eye and perfectly good vision with this eye. So I'm able to drive and have permission from the DMV and from the doctors that this is fine. You see perfectly well for driving. And perfectly well in these glasses. These are distant glasses. But it's really crazy. Every morning when I wake up, I do this and I open this eye and say, can I see more than I did yesterday? And it seems like I see a little bit more. The problem is when I look directly at you, if I cover this eye, I don't see your face. I see everything else about you with my left eye, but not your face. Or I look in the mirror, and I have to use both eyes to see that it's really me. And it's very reassuring that I am still there. Really, it really is. So I thought, I am 85 years old. Now, this is very big shock. Everything I do requires reading and writing, and I have a stack of papers that needs sorting and filing, and there's all little print. So I went to buy a large number of magnifying glasses to help me when I put on my reader glasses, and I'm managing to get through quite well. I'm surprised I haven't had a complete collapse and nervous breakdown. And I wondered, I should be weeping. I should be so much more upset than I am. And then I think to myself, well, you just have to deal with it. This is quite a challenge. And I have had very good medical help in terms of an eye doctor who finally did decide it was an occlusion of a blood vessel, which if it is the central blood vessel means that will probably never come back fully. And luckily I have this much vision and I'm on a steroid for a month, and those aren't good for you, so I want to get off. But then I had to have a little biopsy without any anesthetic except a little one up here, and the doctor, excellent doctor in town, did a perfect job, and gonna have the stitches out next week. Then I got to thinking about this whole thing, and I thought, now let's see, if I had, well, a car might last 20 years at most, if I drive as much as I do. If I couldn't drive, well, I'd say sayonara to the world. I'd be isolated in some little terrible room sitting there in the dark. I don't want to do that, and I'm a very good driver, and fortunately didn't have to give up driving. However, I decided the other day that since a car would wear out in 20 years, I've had pretty good luck. I, at this age, have had this eye for 85 years, so I can just give it up and accept it and learn to live with half an eye not working. That's not my story. Thank you.